being a long weekend. It could have been very much the graveyard shift, but this is a lovely representation of our community. And I realise people have been busy in the kitchen, busy in the garden, but it's good to gather. And our first song could hardly be simpler or gentler, yet there are four lines of profound truth. One of the names for God, Emmanuel. God with us, revealed in us. Can we absorb that? God with us, revealed in us. We are singing here about a belonging, a friendship, a working partnership. We'll sing it once and just pause for a moment to absorb what we have just sung, and then we'll sing it twice more, if that's okay. So, thank you, musicians. Sing it twice more.
Emmanuel.
Thank you, loving God, that you are Emmanuel, God with us, that you make yourself known in and through our lives and in and through all creation. We thank you for the deep relationship of our first peoples, the relationship our first peoples have always had with this land, caring for it over thousands of years before settlers came and continuing. We mourn the truth that they were not respected or treated fairly and that all kinds of inequalities are still occurring. We pray for a fresh commitment to a restoring relationship and to holding our leaders to account and each other. Be with us now as we share in the evolving story of our church garden and all that is flowing from it. Warm our hearts as we share experiences of your goodness in our everyday lives, even as we acknowledge how we can lose sight of it. May this sharing enable our worship and praise to rise genuinely and gratefully from the heart. We pray in the name of the one who gives life. Amen. The psalm we're about to read together was written a long time ago by a person who trusted in God's goodness. It's wonderful to think that however many hundreds or thousands of years pass in between, that the truth of God's goodness and faithfulness is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Please join in with the lines in bold. Psalm 33, verses 1 to 12. And it's the Nathan Nettleton version with a couple of changes even from Alison. We celebrate all you are to us, dear God.
We are your people, and it feels right to sing your praises.
We make music in your honour.
With guitars and clarinets and drums.
We write new songs dedicated to you.
Singing and playing with all our skill and energy.
Every word you speak is honest and true. You have a passion for justice and integrity.
Your love and loyalty flood the earth.
The universe was created through you.
Everything in it you breathed into life.
Filling the oceans was like running a bath for you.
Boundless depths poured out like water.
All the earth is in awe of you, loving maker. When you spoke, the world appeared.
One word from you and it came to be.
All our big ideas collapse when you speak.
Our national strategies can be reduced to rubbish.
But what you have to say is rock solid.
Your thoughts and feelings are consistent through the centuries.
What more could a people want than to have you as their God? Amen. Well, a few of us spent a bit of time before church with Chris in our church garden, getting a little tour, doing some weeding and planting. And thanks for that. And that can be an ongoing thing for us. Our garden now has so many plants, vegetables, flowers, and inevitably weeds, as well as several compost bins. People who were in this church many years ago would hardly believe it's the same place. For many years, we were so busy trying to do other things we discovered were needed, like helping people who had nowhere to live or couldn't get jobs or find a doctor when they needed one. We were not taking a whole lot of interest in the surrounds of our buildings here. There wasn't a garden really, just a few shrubs and lawn that didn't get mown often enough. Even though I knew we were making a difference in other ways, it did bother me that our grounds appeared a bit unloved. And this was all some people saw of us as they drove or walked past. I realised as I was preparing this service that after our weeding and planting tonight, it would be great to hear a bit more of the story of how the garden began and continues to evolve into all kinds of things. So Chris has kindly agreed to some Q&A time to fill in some of the story. Thank you, dear Chris. Would you like to, so you don't run out of voice? We wondered about whether we might put the main points of what Chris is sharing with us, you know, up on a whiteboard, but it's not to be found anywhere in the church buildings. So we presume It died or something like that.
We've got some pictures, though, that do get
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you. And the idea is that when we've kind of figured out some of the things that developed bit by bit, I'll name it and say, thank you, loving God, or thank you. And you can say, oh, you say, thank you, loving God. So I'll say, for this, for such and such, we're grateful. Excuse me. So my Well, Chris, welcome. And thank you so much for being willing to do this. I have a feeling this is a one thing led to another story. Would that be kind of correct?
Yeah, very much. Very much.
Can you tell us how you came to be here at Westgate?
Errol and me had been off travelling for a year.
Speak up.
In 2011. Great trip, but yeah, not everything went well. And time we got back, we were pretty much flat broke and homeless. Hobson's Bay Caravan Park. That was when we met Debbie and Charlotte at Ariel's Hockey Club.
You're at hockey practice.
Yep.
There you go, right?
From there,
you got talking, huh?
Debbie introduced me to Jeff, who who arranged through economic sharing to basically pay for the house we're in now. Just bond and stuff.
Not buy it, just a bond.
Yes. You can buy it if you want. Here it's looking pretty cheap at the moment.
it was lovely.
So started coming here. I think it would have been about March, April 2012. Probably about early 2014. A couple of people who had seen some of the garden stuff I do at home asked me if I could do something with the front garden here.
Anything would be good.
Yeah. First thing I did was come down early hours of the morning and poison everything. So, and then the small group that I was involved in at the time with Martin West, Debbie, Charlotte, Ellen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And probably a couple others. Apologies if they're here. But, yeah, we organised a day where I got a couple of tons of rocks from work and we just dug over the front, set them all out, started planting things. Discovered we had nowhere near enough things to plant. So that's where one thing led to another. I needed something that would make it look impressive really quickly. So I propagated a whole bunch of sunflower seeds and that became the original sunflower garden, which I ended up having to do for the next 5 or 6 years.
Because it was so popular.
Yeah. Yes.
Indeed. I don't think we could believe it, could we?
So that's where the front bit got started, and it's still sort of ongoing. The trees that are out there, I propagated from seed. So they're good.
I realised that we were going to, you know, with some of these steps, that we were going to grab a candle and put it in the tray.
Okay. Well, now's probably a good time before we go to stage two.
And I haven't organised a child to do it. I'm wondering, Josie, would you like to be our person who puts a candle, lights a candle and puts it in the tray as we say thank you for different parts of this garden? Thank you. So the first one was the load of rocks that came out where they had to put stumps in the building sites you were on. Is that right?
Mostly dug them out of Newport and Williamstown.
Yep.
Yep. It's a fun job.
Okay. So, whoa, I've just knocked over my water. Sorry.
Yep.
It's only water. So for the ton of rocks that we were able to bring from down south and lay out in a lovely manner, and for the people who helped to do it, we are grateful.
Thank you, loving God.
And for the plants that Chris had growing at his place, that the group, small group, were able to just get into that garden and have it looking like it was a garden. We are grateful.
It's a big space.
And for Chris's inspiration about the sunflowers, realising the garden wasn't quite full enough, and for the sunflowers that ensued, we are most grateful. So let's continue. Can you tell us what were some of the steps from there? So we had some garden and we had these sunflowers. Then there were other things that started developing, weren't there?
I think it was, about 4 years ago. I think Mark came up with the food waste collection and composting idea. And with the kitchen being developed about the same time came the whole community meals thing. And so as soon as we were collecting food waste, making compost and preparing meals, it just made sense to put a veggie garden in front of the manse. There was a great deal of wasted space around here.
Yes.
So, yeah, we can collect the waste, compost, grow the vegetables, not really enough of them, but prepare the meal, it goes full circle.
For the food waste collection, we are grateful.
Thank you, loving God.
And for all those compost bins, we are grateful.
Thank you.
And the worms in them. I believe, Chris, there was some reason why we had to change the compost bins.
Yeah. They were exceedingly popular.
With the wrong elements. Yes.
Yes.
As part of all the goodness of life, there are wrong elements, aren't there?
We've moved them well away from the kitchen now. So there shouldn't be anything unexpected in dinner.
Yes. So we had the food waste collection and the compost bins. And when did we start thinking community meals?
Well, that's where Anne's idea, I think, wasn't it? And
that's what, 3 years ago?
We started 3 years ago, I think, yeah.
Probably.
Thank you. You better put it behind me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
That we didn't compost, so it was the edible element, and then realising that there was so much more that people were chucking out that actually could feed people.
Not entirely sure, but I think it's getting closer to 4 years ago.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, it's been going a while.
Well, we finished the kitchen just before COVID.
All right.
Yeah.
And we did some courtyard dinners just before COVID.
Yeah.
And we had a couple in here too. Or
yeah,
was that once COVID, in between things of COVID?
The hall was finished.
Right.
So.
All right, well, for the realisation that all of this could lead to meals for our wider community and for our own community, many of us appreciate being there on Monday nights. we are grateful.
Thank you, God.
And Chris, what would you say have been some of the most exciting and rewarding developments?
It's really hard to say.
Some of the things that you told me on Friday when we were talking about it was your contact with people, because you'd be working in the garden and people would be walking by and you'd be... That sort of stuff, was it?
There's a great deal of contact with the local community out the front. They generally want to stop and talk and inquire about what's going on.
It is good to have a little bit more sound. Yeah. It obviously hasn't been working.
Okay, that's
now.
Weird. I don't like the sound of me. That and the volunteers we get out the back, which, we had a great group going before COVID and then it all sort of fell apart. And we're gradually putting a few together now. John, Debbie and Austin are all quite regulars out there.
In order to keep all the work, all the various jobs that are required for a garden and the planting and growing, you could probably do with a bigger team. Would that be right?
Would be useful. If anyone's got nothing to do.
Don't put it that way. There aren't many people here who say they've got nothing to do. But we may be able to own a little corner of our week here and there and check in with you and, you know, if there are ways in which we can contribute.
Seems constantly interrupted, but my aim is to be there from 1 till 5, Sunday through Wednesday.
Right, Sunday through Wednesday, 1 to 5.
So that anyone who wants to come down and do things. On one hand, when we had the whole...
Bring your mic up.
When we had the whole meals and veggie garden and compost, everything going... It just seemed logical at that point if we were going to be propagating heaps of vegetables to put in our own garden, we may as well propagate heaps more and sell them. So then the whole idea of creating the nursery started. And hopefully the nursery will sell lots of plants and make lots of money. But it's actually just a front. What it really is creating a place where people can just turn up, get involved in activities, socialise. Got a whole range of different things we do, from planting seeds to weeding to brick paving and carpentry. So whatever people feel that they feel like doing...
As well as getting to put a few more plants in their own garden.
Well, yeah, that's possible too. Anyone who's got anything new they want to propagate and add to the collection, we're always open to that.
Yeah, well, thank you, Chris. There are really so many aspects to it. Do you have any particular thoughts or plans for the future? Just briefly.
Getting rid of the weeds.
Yep.
But no, ideally what would be good would be for a couple of young people from church...
Young adults.
..who have an interest in horticulture to basically step up and take over the whole thing and I'll retire.
Well, Chris, some of us are aware that since you had COVID last year, you have had aspects of unwellness that are really affecting your energy.
I've been having a difficult time.
You have.
And actually, since before that, just over a year and a half now.
Okay. Well, we're glad that it's being looked into, but I'd like us to pray for you now, for the Spirit's help in your healing, if that's okay. Loving God, we thank you for Chris and Ariel coming into our lives and we into theirs. Thank you for all the garden developments and many different people who've been participating along the way. Dear God, Chris is at the heart of this garden project, yet he is far from well just now. We pray your Spirit's help for medical insight and wisdom that combines with your power to heal, so Chris is restored to strength and health. May we as a community who are benefiting from all that is going on here find ways, and perhaps some new people, to offer the support that is needed while Chris gets the help he needs. Perhaps this week we can... Okay. I'm in. So, blessings on you, Chris, and thank you so much for transforming, in a sense, how we express ourselves in this street and in our community. And we pray that it will have will be increasingly fruitful in ways that only the Spirit knows.
The other side of that is I have built many gardens over many, many years. Westgate is the first place that's given me the opportunity to build a garden in a public area.
Right.
Rather just in a private home where no one actually ever gets to see it except, you know, a small group.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, lovely. The chance to do something big and in an area.
So it's working both ways, huh?
Very much so.
Thank you, God.
There wouldn't have been any point propagating those trees without somewhere to put them.
All right, well, we'd better continue, or we'll be here a bit long tonight. Try not to do that. Let's sing together the song. This is a children's song, but sometimes a children's song can capture rather... Sometimes a children's song can capture rather enjoyably the essence of life's truths. In a nutshell, God gives us everything, if only we will pause to notice how many gifts we are surrounded by and be grateful. I'm as guilty as the next person of becoming preoccupied with my own affairs to the extent that although I have the privilege of good sight and other senses, I'm often failing to notice the array of gifts that are there. Perhaps the heart of it is that when we open to God, whether in a special time and place or as we go, it's like opening inside eyes and we find ourselves more able to notice what God gives us every single day in every single place. So let's sing together. And I don't know if you know it, but it's a clapping song. And we really just get into the music on the chorus. So the kids, would you like to come and do this God Gives with us, do the clapping? And then you can come back to what you're doing there.
On the music it says foot stomper.
Foot stomper.
Yeah. So if you don't want to clap, you can
God. God give. No, I think I'll stick with. All right. So this is how it goes. I say God, and you've got to clap twice. All right, everybody. God. God gives. God gives great. God gives great things. God gives great things every day. All right, here we go. God gives great things every day. God, turn around and you'll hear us say. Build your inside eyes and you pray and you'll see. Gives to... You'll have to sing up. I've got no voice. All right, now that we've got some other things here, what about growing things? God gives growing things. All right, so we do that. God gives. God gives growing. God gives growing things. God gives growing things every day. God gives growing things every day. Look around and you hear us say, oh, open your inside eyes and you pray, and you'll see what he gives to you. Hey! Don't forget the hey at the end. That's good. The next thing, what's the next thing? What about tiny things? God gives tiny things. What are some tiny things? Ants, like ants.
And like germs. And like germs.
Yes. And worms. All sorts of things. All right. Tiny. All right, let's do that. Insects. True. God. God gives. God gives tiny. God gives tiny things. God gives tiny things every day. God gives tiny things every day. Look around and you'll hear us say, open your inside eyes and you'll pray, and you'll see what he gives. So you ready for hey? Hey! What about just doing everything now? We could do fast and slow, but...
Hang on. What about big things?
Big things. We'd better do big things. All right. And that can be it. All right. Ready? God. God gives. God gives big. God gives big things. God gives big things every day. God gives big things every day. Look around and you hear us say, open your inside eyes. Hey, well, we'll celebrate that God gives all the other things, fast things, slow things, everything, but we'd better not keep singing or we won't finish on time. Thank you for helping. That's great. Good on you. We come now to a time of sharing in various ways. First, to acknowledge the offering that we make of our lives and our resources. As we know, most of us are using direct debit. There is a bowl on the table if any of you wanted to place anything in, but we acknowledge that that is probably the most important gift of all, the giving of our lives and the offering of our lives. And then next, any community news to share anything in our community that is helpful for us to be informed about. And then I did put it in stay in touch whether or not we've gotten around to it, but to just recall in our week things that we have noticed that have been life-giving, fun, have made a huge difference to our sense of life in a difficult world. We'll celebrate those things first, and then we'll have some reflective music to realise that there is another side to life that we can really struggle. But so it's open to you all. Community news, things that need to be known in the community. Are there any particular announcements? Oh.
So we should have burgers and chips tomorrow.
No spinach quiche.
No spinach quiche. But he told me he likes bean burgers very much.
Bean burgers.
The king?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know he's coming along, so.
I shared last week about my new a mass that sort of, you know, meant that there was an energy and a whatever. So I just still put it out there that that's where we're sitting. And I suppose what is weighing us down, John just continues to have challenges with his breathing.
Yeah. It's a big one. Glad you made it home safely. Yeah. Probably worth mentioning that LJ's mum is very unwell. She has COVID. She's in hospital and she's not eating. And LJ doesn't have access to her. There's a lot of factors there that are a bit heartrending. And we just hold you all prayerfully at this time, LJ, and feel with the spine-tingling sorrow of at this difficult time. And pray that there may be some way that you may be able to have contact or to get your message through to your mum. Blessings on you. Looks like that might be it. Well, then, now... yes.
This
Thursday. Yes.
The goodness of God will have given me 60 years. That's almost worth mentioning, the goodness of God.
Oh, you were a great gift, Paul. We thank God for the gift of your life. Enjoy celebrating. Now, let's not be shy. There are things that you've experienced along the way this week that have encouraged you. And I'm encouraging you. You notice them at the time. You might be forgetting now. But just have a moment and consider one thing or more than one thing that have that have lifted your spirits, and share with us by grabbing. Let's put this in more in the middle, and as you share that positive, life-giving thing, put one of the flowers into the vase that's on the table provided by Anne. I was really moved by, I think it was an Australian story about two young blind men who are developing software for blind people, and it's taking off around the world, and they've got all sorts of big boys who'd like to make a lot of money out of it, and they are determined that this will be free to blind people around the world. And I just was, you know, I had tears rolling down my face to think that these guys are determined to make life easier than it was for them in their earlier days, and that they want their compatriots of blindness to be able to experience the joy of greater involvement and communication. Beautiful. So, that they've met at other times.
Community amongst themselves. And I just had such a sense of God's smile in the place, you know, in terms of that care that was being extended.
Lovely.
Have something like the ABC.
Can I put the flower in for you, Les? Yes, so important. Yep.
I'd just like to say that, Chris, congratulations on the new compost bin. Because I was going to say just before that the design of these compost bins is really good. The location's good, of course. But these bins will definitely do a good job for a long time. So I think congratulations, Chris, on that. And
I think the miracle of the transformation that happens in compost bins is a glory. The stink of wasted food and materials, which becomes the fertile loam, is just wonderful.
But we actually had a week with each other, the same people, every year, all through high school.
Wow.
And that's quite special and quite significant. And it was quite powerful hearing about what was going on in their lives and their families, and thinking about them, you know, as kids, now in our early 20s, and just what they were dealing with. And how little we knew. I think I was quite moved, and just generally I'm quite moved by people who show so much more grace than what was shown to them.
Lovely.
I had to smile when one of our mums, Katie, who's had some challenges in her life, made music, and she sent me a text that she couldn't come on Thursday, but her mum would be. So when mum gets there, she was on the 6:30 bus from Warrigal, so she could bring all Brie to mainly music.
Oh, wow.
It's a long history of connection in this place, and pretty special and pretty significant.
And perhaps this is just the beginning of the reminder of how important it is to notice the encouragements and the lifting of our spirits and the beauty and the gifts that are there that bring balance to what could otherwise be a tough place to live. Even here, when we have it so good, comparatively. There's a way of introducing moments of reflection and prayer around our own struggles and concerns for others and our world. I want to say that I see a garden as a rather useful picture for our lives. a sort of metaphor. There are all kinds of ways that the seeds of who we are can be nurtured into growth. But there will always be the so-called weeds, the many things we have to contend with that seem to thrive in taking over our growth and potential. Life can be amazing, and yet so often it feels far from that, as one thing after another seems to somehow choke the life out of who we are able to be. Or on a community or a national or international scale, how corruption, greed, war, famine, climate crisis and so on seem to undermine the good and cause great grief and suffering. So we're going to have just a few moments of gentle music to help us reflect and be with those aspects of our lives, or those we love or know, that are very real struggle. And in this time, you may also find the disturbing pain of our world coming to mind. Just let the sense of Emmanuel, God with us, enter those painful places and offer your pain and longing as a prayer of the heart. You're welcome to sit or light a candle if you wish. And Anne will conclude with a prayer for God's help in these times. Thanks, Pete.
Loving God, we thank you that you are near to each one of us. We thank you that each one here has their share of struggle and pain, of things that are known and unknown to each other. And thank you that you stand alongside us, even when we don't realise. Thank you for the promise that you will never fail us or forsake us. So lovingly, we do pray for those who are struggling particularly with their health. We've already thought of Chris, of John Morris, of LJ's mum. Mm. And we pray for LJ himself with health concerns. Mm. And Sarah Graham. We pray for Joel and all who are homeless and struggling with deep pain. We pray for Marie and Wally as they seek to exercise tough love and find a way forward for him. And we pray for wisdom in terms of our ministry together as a community. We pray for Jenny as she seeks to discern how we can sustain mainly music. And we pray for the gardening for community, that we'll have wisdom as to how best to develop that in ways that will serve our community and enable people to find fullness of life. As we think wider abroad, we pray for this nation of Australia. Pray for those struggling with the cost of living hike, and those in housing stress. We pray for more imagination to find new alternative and sustainable solutions to housing need. And as we think of our global community, our hearts ache for the people of Ukraine, for those affected by the bombing of the Kakhovka Dam, for the immense human and environmental cost, for those displaced from homes, from the tens of thousands without drinking water. Mm. And for the environmental effects of 500,000 hectares left without irrigation and 10,000 hectares a swamp. Decades of recovery. Lord, we pray that you will stop this insanity that will not achieve any good other than the further escalation of violence and destruction. We pray for all those who are seeking to broker peace behind the scenes, that there will be glimmers of light and hope and possibility in those negotiations. And we give thanks for the Colombian miracle of four children surviving 5 weeks in the jungle. And we give thanks for what that says about both Indigenous knowledge and of how we can work together so effectively. So many different agencies and resources come together to seek for the little ones. We thank you for this huge paradox within humanity. And we pray that we will keep seeking to choose life amidst death, and that as a community we can be part of the redemption of this world. So be with us in this week and help us to be people who follow you. Amen.
Well, I think, Anne, that we will truncate our service. But let's sing together. But a few of us were at the 140th anniversary at Footscray Baptist a couple of weeks ago, and we sang this song. And there's just something about it that we realise the gift that we've been given in Jesus. And now let the weak say I am strong and the poor say I am rich. I just find that it's true that it can happen, and it's a deeply wonderful thing about our living God. So let's sing with some gusto. And maybe stand, hey?
With a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because of His good done, Jesus Christ, God's Son. Give thanks for a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give
benediction. Go forth with gratitude for the simple, healthy beauty of our present calling of growing for community. May we know that deeper than any fallowness in us is the seed planted in the womb of our soul, that greater than any barrenness in the world is the harvest to be justly shared. Go in peace to love and serve our God. Amen.
I was going to interview Alison about prayer and her prayer life, but you'll have to come next week for that. We'll include it perhaps next week
if she's open for it.
10 o'clock next week.
Just have the quote down the bottom here. Prayer is more than the inner life in me. It's the whole world in God. Okay.
That was nice, low key.
That's the good thing about this place. If you turn up and you've never heard of any of the songs before, it's generally not actually.
It's not a Hillsong. It's not a concert.